CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. Fires after massive warehouse blasts in North China's port city of Tianjin are now under initial control, with firefighters still battling blazes by spraying dry powder and burying areas in sand. The death toll has increased to 50 as of 6 p.m. The deaths include 12 firefighters killed on duty. According to the latest briefing on Thursday evening, 701 people have been hospitalized, including 71 who are critically injured. Chinese President Xi Jinping and Premier Li Keqiang have urged all-out efforts to save the injured and minimize casualties in the blast. CNN has deleted its earlier tweet blaming Chinese officials for forcing its correspondent off-air while he reported on the deadly Tianjin blasts. The U.S.-based cable news network on Thursday tweeted that its correspondent, Will Ripley, was interrupted by upset friends and relatives of victims killed and injured in the China blasts during a live report. An earlier CNN tweet claiming Ripley was shot down by officials has been deleted. Local Chinese authorities have confirmed that no government officials have been involved in Thursday morning scuffle. Chinese State Councilor Yang Jiechi and British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond have co-chaired the China-Britain Strategic Dialogue in Beijing. Yang and Hammond agree that both nations will continue to deepen cooperation in infrastructure, energy, finance, and other areas, support more exchanges at local levels, and push bilateral ties to a new level. Yang says China and Britain have garnered fruitful results from their recent high-level exchanges in areas of economy, trade, finance, and culture, and the two nations have maintained effective dialogue and coordination in international affairs. The two also talked about the preparations for President Xi Jinping's upcoming visit to the UK. Hammond also offers condolences for the massive blast occurred Wednesday night in Tianjin. Police authorities have confirmed the death of a Chinese woman who was killed by a sword-wielding man in downtown Beijing. The man attacked two pedestrians, a Chinese woman and a Frenchman, using a samurai sword just before noon today in Sanlitun, an upscale shopping district in the city. The woman died in a hospital after emergency treatment failed, and the man remains hospitalized. The 25-year-old suspect, surnamed Gao, was apprehended at the scene, and the case is under investigation. The Islamic State militant group has claimed responsibility for the massive truck bomb explosion at a marketplace in the Iraqi capital, which is blamed for 53 deaths. The latest reports from Baghdad say more than 100 others were wounded. The blast occurred at dawn when the truck, packed with explosives and camouflaged with vegetables, detonated at a busy wholesale market in eastern Baghdad. The huge blast destroyed many shops and stalls and set fire to several civilian cars. Pakistan's top national security adviser, Sattai Aziz, has confirmed that it will be visiting India later this month for security talks between the two countries. Pakistani Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif and his Indian counterpart, Narendra Modi, agreed last month at their meeting in the Russian city of Ufa that national security advisers of the two countries should meet to discuss all issues connected to terrorism. India abruptly suspended high-level diplomatic talks with Pakistan in August last year after the Pakistani envoy in New Delhi met Kashmiri leaders. India will hold its first-ever high-level strategic and commercial dialogue with the U.S. in Washington next month. According to visiting U.S. Undersecretary of Commerce for International Trade, Stefan M. Selig, dialogues will revolve around four areas: ease of doing business, innovation and entrepreneurship, smart cities with a scientific focus on renewable energy, and harmonization of standards to increase trade. Selig says the first goal is to increase bilateral trade fivefold from $100 billion U.S. dollars today to $500 billion U.S. dollars annually. United Nations Chief Ban Ki-moon has accepted the resignation of the head of the UN peacekeeping mission in Central African Republic. The resignation of Senegalese General Babacar Gaye comes amid allegations of sexual abuse and other misconduct against members of the mission. Ban said the indecent actions by a few have tarnished the heroic work of many. He said every case must be thoroughly investigated. The UN Secretary General also recognized General Gaye's contribution to the UN peacekeeping efforts. Ban also called on the victims of the abuse to come forward. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.